Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome, visitor or visitors. God is good all the time. Amen. So, Lord, I just ask that as I share this morning, what is heard would be your word. What is heard would be the truth from your word. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're just bringing us so many good messages, and I just ask that this would fit in well. Thank you, Lord. So my message this morning is, in a sense, a follow-on to Wayne's two messages about building, God the Master Builder, and about Paul's message about how to build, how God builds. And Jesus is the head, the cornerstone. Wayne explained that to us, explained what a cornerstone is. And the body of believers, followers who God has built into living stones, so we are living stones. And Paul's message on how God's build. Before I do that, I'm going to, I just wanted to share something that I think is important. So I ask myself this question quite often, and over the years in home meeting I've asked the question, how was the message last Sunday? And quite often I get, oh, it's good. Oh, I liked it. And then I'll ask, well, what was it about? Not so positive an answer all the time, even from myself. Now, some people take notes, and they have a little better probability of remembering. Some have excellent memories, and they have a better possibility of remembering. But I think it's important to retain at least a general sense of what's shared each week. You know, these brothers that bring the messages, sometimes they do it on very short notice, but they do it with a lot of prayer. They do it with a lot of study of the word. Sometimes they may even fast, depending on the message. So Paul's message was how God builds. And we're living stones. In his introduction, Paul took several key scriptures that he shared with us. And one of my favorite, because I really love Psalms and Proverbs, was Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. And that says, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all pleasant and precious riches. That's us, by the way. Wisdom is from God. Godly wisdom builds. And another proverb that I like, that is actually Linda's foundation verse, is Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And here comes verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. So it's not human wisdom. It's godly wisdom. Do not be wise in your own eyes. And, you know, Paul keyed on the fact that by wisdom a house is built, and shared from James 3. 13 to 18. And I'm not going to repeat the message, but I think it's important to repeat the elements of those verses. Godly wisdom, it's first pure, then it's peaceable. And more and more, Linda and I have been availing ourselves of that peace. So if you're doing something and you're not peaceful, you need to turn to the Lord, because his wisdom brings peace. It's gentle. If I was going to fix something, I would not be gentle. But the Lord is gentle all the time. Sometimes we don't even realize that he's working. That's how gentle he is. And reasonable. Another one of my areas I need improvement in. Full of mercy and good fruits. Unwavering. The Lord is always there, as Jessica shared this morning. And without hypocrisy. But I thought, after Paul's messages, I'd like to talk about building with living stones. So have any of you ever tried to build the stone wall? Some have. Well, in Ulster County, certain parts of Ulster County, we have slate. Slate is nice and flat. You can put the pieces together, and if it's not quite right, you can get a smaller flat piece and make a pretty nice looking wall fairly easily. There are other parts of Ulster County that have limestone. Even if they're cut and put together, they don't look as nice as a slate wall. Parts of Kingston, over where John and Judith live, have some limestone walls. If you look at them, they're not quite as attractive as a beautiful slate wall. And there's other parts of our great state of New York that have glacial till, glacial rubble. And all those stones are all different shapes and sizes. And that's really how we are as the body of Christ. We're all different shapes and sizes. Did you ever try to build a pretty stone wall with round cobbles? It can be done. Sometimes you smash the cobble so you can get a flat edge. But it takes a lot more work to build a wall like that. So living stones are even more unique. In our small assembly, each of us is so different in so many ways. Yet God's building us together. And only God can build us together as his house. His desire is to build us together. And I may use the word together a lot. So I mentioned one of Linda's foundations. One of my foundations is in Colossians. And if I can find it quickly, I will turn there. I had a marker, and of course when I move the Bible, the marker moved. Colossians 3. Verses 1 and 2 are the two scriptures the Lord gave me. If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So how much of the time during our day do we set our mind on things above? Well, in our busy world, our cell phone world, our technological world, maybe not as often as we might like to. So for many years, I would be reminded of those three verses, and I'd consider them. Set your mind on things above. Okay. And I'm a slow learner, so it took a while. But further down in that chapter, it talks about putting off the old man. I'm not going to read that. But it talks about putting on the new man. And I think I'd like to share that with you. And that's verses 12 through 17. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, we could give a sermon on each one of those attributes. Bearing with one another, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. There's that word peace again. Which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And there's one body again. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So, back to verse 12. When I started my Christian walk, I may have had a couple of those attributes in some small degree. But over the years, the Lord's been working to improve those. But one of the ones that I really don't have the way I should have it is compassion. I think I'm a little more gentle than I used to be. I'm a little kinder than I used to be. I'm a little more patient than I used to be. But compassion is one of those that the Lord's still working on. And the Lord has given me more peace. And where I am now, if I don't have peace, then I look to the Lord. Because when the Lord gets involved, he brings peace. So all of that led me to think about all of us living stones. Excuse me. So, how are we going to be built together? There's a lot of different ways. We come here on Sunday mornings and we get built together, but we don't really get to know each other that much on Sunday mornings. And we come to Friday nights for praise and worship, and that's amazing. But again, we don't really get to know each other that well. So when Owen was here, he re-emphasized the importance of home fellowships. Home fellowships is where us living stones get smashed together and try to fit together. And you know, the enemy doesn't want that. So the enemy gives us all sorts of thoughts about why we don't need to go to home meeting, or you're not going to get anything out of home meeting, or who wants to go to home meeting? And for years, well, just to back up slightly, I've been helping to facilitate the Hatch home meeting for over 20 years. Bob's opened his house for all those years, and from circumstances that I never expected, I was all of a sudden facilitating a home meeting. And there are many evenings when I don't want to go. And you know, that's really the enemy. And our little group has evolved. We used to study the Bible. We were study, and that was great. We went through all the epistles, Romans, lots of different things. And then we had a time where we didn't study quite so much. down. But the interesting thing was, because I have three really well-versed men in the Word of God, the men would share a lot and the ladies wouldn't. And so it was put on my heart, and I shared with the men that we need to encourage everybody to share. And you know, in the last 2 years, everybody's been sharing. Every person has a special stone, right? Things that I don't have. A couple of the ladies have great compassion. And when they share, I can see compassion. A couple of our members have prophetic gifts. And they never used to share, but now they share. So we have a couple stones bringing prophetic input to our meeting. And sometimes one of us has a need. So we pray. We minister to the one who has the need. And over the years, people have come and gone. And we miss all those people that have come and gone, because they were part of our group and had something worthwhile to contribute. So with that as a, to reinforce that, John read from Romans 12 today. But in Romans 12, it talks about, that we're being built into one body. And in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the body. And I would like to read just excerpts from those two chapters, because I think it's important for us to be reminded of this. From Romans 12, "So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." You know, we're to help each other. "And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us each exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith; if service in serving; or teaching in teaching; or he who exhorts with exhortations. And he who gives he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy and cheerfulness, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." And then I'm going to skip a couple, but "rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer." And that happens in our home meetings. And then "contributing to the needs of the saint and practicing hospitality." And we have a very giving group of people in this congregation. I'd like to turn over to, or if I can remember how my Bible works here, hang on. I made great notes and I can't, oh, here we go. Okay, verse 12 in 1 Corinthians 12. "For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body in Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body,' it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body,' it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. If the whole body was an eye, where would the hearing be? But God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired. So we're not here by chance. God's placed us just as he desired. And then it continues. But the point is, he talks about, you know, if you think about it, the big toe. Did you ever have your big toe injured? How does walking go? Not so good. Or a knee, if your knee is injured. So we all need each other. And you know, the enemy doesn't want us to come together. And he'll say, you're not important. You don't belong. But you know, we do. We all belong to each other, and we're all important, and we all need each other. So I think I'm going to sort of end there. I think we sometimes overlook how important we are for each other. You know, even now, every once in a while, I don't want to go to home meeting, Lord. But when you go and you get there and you see what the Lord's doing, and you know, if you're down, if you come to home meeting and you're not at par, just praising, just having people encourage you changes all of that. So I am pitching home meetings, in case you haven't guessed. And I encourage any of you that are not involved in home meetings to pray about what the Lord would have you do. So I'm going to close with a simple prayer. Father, I thank you that all this information is in your word, and we just don't remember it all the times. We only focus on certain things sometimes. But I ask that you would help us to remember the importance of how you build and how we're to build our lives together in you. And I just thank you, Lord, that the message that Wayne brought about building and the message Paul brought about how God builds. And I thank you for these scriptures that show how we can build together to be your body and to give you glory and honor and praise. Thank you, Lord.